team. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. What a blessed time. A happy new year to all of you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Good morning po sa inyong lahat. What a blessed time. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Bago po kayo maupo, sige, bago po kayo maupo, I would ask you to please remain standing. Praise the Lord. Because you know there's, the Lord would want us to experience the power of praising the name of our Lord Jesus. When you and I would, what we believe in our hearts, we choose to confess and declare who Jesus is. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is our victory. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our strength. Hallelujah. And He is the God of our future. No matter what lies ahead, no matter what lies ahead, we have to remember that Jesus is Lord. Amen. And so, alam niyo ba that one evidence that you and I are filled with the Spirit of God is when you and I declare the Lordship of Jesus. When we say that Jesus is Lord, meaning to say He has authority. When we say that Jesus is Lord, He's in control. He is not the God of oops. He's not biting His nails. Oh, I didn't see that coming. No, kita niya ho lahat. And so, the Spirit of God is leading us to declare the Lordship of Jesus. And as I would challenge you to declare and say that Jesus is Lord, mean it from your heart and ask the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, I want to have a new meaning of the titles given to our Lord. Gusto kong ma-experience, Holy Spirit, yung what the name of my Lord Jesus stands for in my life, in my family, in my church, in our church, here in what community you are representing, in your workplace, young people, for the schools. Jesus is Lord. Kaya, i-declare natin po yun this morning. Hallelujah. I'm excited because you know what? And it's the power of God. The power of God in us. The power of His Holy Spirit. He would want to encourage you today. Hallelujah. Sige po, at the count of three, and let's just say it and mean it from our hearts that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. At the count of three. One, two, three. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Jesus, You're Lord of all. Jesus, You're Lord of all. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we bless Your name, oh God. Oh, we bless Your name, Lord. Lord, today. Lord, today. Hallelujah. Lord, it's a brand new day for all of us, oh God. Oh, we give You praise, oh God. Your mercies that are new each day, oh God. That through the power of Your Spirit, oh God, this will not be an ordinary Sunday for us as a people of God. That, Lord, today we're going to receive something powerful from Your Holy Spirit, oh God. That, Lord, You're going to enable us. You're going to give us the power beyond our physical ability. You're going to give us that supernatural ability, oh God, to be, Lord God, competent, Lord God, messengers of our Lord Jesus, witnesses for our Lord Jesus. No more passivity and timidity, oh God, but the boldness that comes from Your Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank You that, Lord, oh God, it was declared earlier that You are the God of our future. What You have in store for us is always peace, oh God, and we should never be worried by what lies ahead, oh God. Because, Lord, our times are in Your hands, oh God. Everything is in, Lord, nasa kamay po, Panginoon, oh God. And so, Lord, it gives us comfort to know that Jesus, You are seated on the throne. It's a position of rest because, Lord Jesus, You have accomplished all at the cross. And today as a church, oh God, we're going to enforce the victory that we have in Christ. Because Your word declares that, Father, You are leading us to triumph in Christ. We are not defeated, Lord God, because, Lord, we are seated in the heavenly places, oh God. Today, papakita mo sa amin, Panginoon, bibigyan mo kami ng understanding and revelation of who we are in Christ, of what we have in Christ. Hallelujah. Today, You're going to send Your Holy Spirit like a mighty river, Lord God, that would flush out the lies of the enemy, oh God, that he has been trying to throw, Lord God, fiery darts, Lord God. But today, we pick up the shield of faith, oh God. We pick up the shield of faith because, Lord, Your word is true. Lord, You will fulfill what You have said and what You have promised over our lives. One thing that You cannot do, and that's what we're declaring, You cannot lie. You are the God of truth, and Your word is truth, oh God. And so, Lord, today, we commit this time Lord, oh God, as we make room for your words in our hearts, Holy Spirit of the living God, come. Come and speak to our hearts like never before. To know that, God, you are the God who would encourage us through the scriptures, oh God, to know that, Lord, we are victorious in Christ. All for your glory and for your name's sake. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can be seated. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And first of all, I greet you all a blessed 2018. I wasn't with you last Sunday, but praise the Lord, you know the power of your prayers, po. Amen. That's why we're here. We're all here because of the power of our Lord. Amen. And so be encouraged that, ng Panginoon, how many days old abang 2018? 14 days old. Amen. And so he is a God of new beginnings. Every day is a brand new day for us to have this healthy anticipation. May hope po tayo. If you have Christ, there's hope. If you have Christ, we should not be worried because the Lord is in control. Amen. And so, praise the Lord. It's an exciting time to be part of the kingdom of God. Can I say this? No matter what's going on around us, we will not allow the negativities. We will not allow whatever is happening because we know that God is in control. Amen. And when we say that, it's because when he moves, alam niyo po ba that it would have a blessing that would always last for all eternity. Amen. Praise God. And so, and of course, as a family of God, we are thankful for opportunities that we can pray for one another. Amen. Marami po tayong birthday celebrants for this month of January. So, gagawin po natin, hahatiin natin. So, for this Sunday, we're going to honor two beautiful sisters in Christ. Amen. One who celebrated her birthday yesterday. Nung Friday po, nung Wednesday, tinanong ko siya, anong age na po? Sabi niya, 21. Ay, hindi pala 21, 84. Ano ba sabi niya? We'll find out from her true age. Amen. And of course, one is celebrating her birthday on Tuesday. And so can I call on Sister Juliet and Sister Lily? Hallelujah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Sister Lily, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, the Christian way. Happy birthday to you. To you, each day of a year. Jesus near. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you and many more years to come. Amen. Sa po yung kausap ko nung Wednesday, ilang taon na po kayo? 81. Binibiro niya ako. Ilang taon na po kayo? 21. Oh, well, praise the Lord. Young at heart. I think she's declaring by faith that she might be 81, but she feels 21. Forever 21. What forever 21? Praise the Lord. Sister Lily's birthday will be on Tuesday. Amen. What a blessing to have women na talaga pong nananalig sa Panginoon. Praise God. Women of prayer, women of faith. Si Sister Julia to, napaka-ano niya, napaka-thoughtful. Pero alam ko ang ano niya, may strategy yan, pag-fasting tayo. May mga supot-supot yan. Ibibigay sa inyo ng... She's so thoughtful. Lagi siyang meron ibibigay. In whatever ways, madalas po siyang mag-isa ng ampalaya. And it's everybody's favorite on Bible study night. So, thank you po, Mommy, for your faithfulness po. You know, for your example na continually believing in our Lord Jesus. Amen. Pagpapray ho natin kalakasan at lahat ng desire po ng puso nyo ay gagawin ng Panginoon. Amen. And of course, Sister Lily, praise God, she's also part of our faithful intercessory group. Amen. And she's also... part of our Sunday school ministry. Amen. And we're thankful sa mga lahat sa inyo na you're willing to make yourselves available sa gawain sa Panginoon. Amen. So let's thank the Lord for their lives. Hallelujah. Lord, what a day that we can honor you first as a loving father to us. As a loving father sa buhay ni Sister Juliet at Sister Lily. We thank you, Father God, that part of your grand design is that, Lord, when you created them, may plano ka, Panginoon, para sa kanila. That, Lord, as age ni Mommy Juliet, maraming salamat ang promise mo that even in our old age, Lord, yung fruitfulness, God. Maraming salamat that Lord, through the power of your spirit, binibigyan mo siya ng hindi lang yung physical strength, but God, even spiritually, that you would use Sister Juliet, Lord God, to be your channel of blessing to her family, to the family of God, at sa maraming taong you will bring her way, O God. Lord, alam mo ang desire ng heart ni Sister Juliet at her age, O God, na Panginoon, alam namin na she continually believes in you na makikita niya, papakita mo sa kanya, Lord God, what the power of prayer can do, Lord God, and power of believing in you, Lord God. Salamat, Panginoon, O God, sa kalakasan, Panginoon, O God, that, and that, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you will provide for all of her needs, even ang kanyang emotional needs, O God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, even for our sister Lily, Lord God, thank you for the spiritual growth in her life, and that you will continually use Sister Lily, Lord God. Thank you for her willingness and availability, O God, to serve you in whatever capacity, O God. And our prayer for her is that, Lord, in Jesus' name, in all of her plans, Panginoon, O God, that, Lord, you will guide her, grant her wisdom sa lahat ng decision-making nila, Panginoon, and for the rest of the family, the husband and the children, the grandchildren, O God. Because ang promise mo is your faithfulness is unto all generations, O God. And we speak that over her life and everyone in her family. Lord, O God, may you continually anoint Sister Lily, Lord God, sa pagtuturo ng aming mga young, ang aming children, O God, that, Lord, you will anoint her, Father God, and above all, that you would continually use her for your name's sake and for your glory. Provide for her needs and yung hedge of protection mo para sa kanila. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen and amen. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you po. Amen. Praise God. God bless you po. God bless you. And we're going to pray for another sister. I think she already declared it, yung kanyang trip sa Philippines. Sister Louisa, where are you? Praise the Lord. Amen. She led us today in our worship. Praise God. You know, amazing how, I've lost count. How many years have you known the Lord now? More than 14
years.
Oh, wow. Praise the Lord. And amazing how, you know, yung growth niya. No? Amen. And Sister Louisa, for most of you, you know yung powerful testimony niya as a single mom. And yet, look at what the Lord has done. Amen. Praise God.
My rock.
Yes, that's right. He is your rock. Amen. And so how long will you be gone? For
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Oh, wow. 2 weeks.
Two Sundays.
Amen. Okay. So ipagpapray natin that your trip be fruitful, yes. A blessed time with family, friends, relatives. Amen. And that God would use your trip na the Lord would send people your way, no? Na marami kang masharean about Jesus. Amen. Let's do that right now. Amen. Lord, thank you, God. Lord, she even quoted it today, to trust in you, Lord God. Not to rely on our own understanding. But Lord, as we acknowledge in all of our ways, you shall make our path straight. Mm-hmm. We thank you for the blessed opportunity you've given Sister Louisa together with Janelle, Lord God, to live for the Philippines and visit family and friends and relatives, oh God. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Father God, first of all, that Lord, you found her, that Lord, oh God, you called her by name, and that mm-hmm. she responded to that call through your spirit, oh God. Mm-hmm. We thank you for her faithfulness and her commitment, Lord God, to be part of this body of Christ. We thank you, Father God, for blessing her with powerful testimonies that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And Lord, oh God, for whatever lies ahead in her life, we thank you that, God, you are still with her as her Emmanuel, as her strength, as her guide, as a husband to her, as a father to her children, to her daughters, oh God, grandchildren, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, oh God, that we ask for the anointing of your spirit continually flow through her life, that, Lord, many will come to know Christ through her life, oh God, as you anoint her, Lord God, to be your messenger, to be your vessel of honor, Lord God. And so, Father God, we even pray for the safety while they travel, Lord God, to places where they will go, and that you would bring them back home safely with powerful testimonies to tell about the goodness and the power of our Lord through their lives. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen,
amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We're going to miss you. Praise the Lord. There was a time we're in parang revolving door eh. What I mean by that is may umalis, may darating naman the Vergara family this week, and then some of you are still planning, I think, end of January, sila Sister Lina with Nanay Victoria. The following week naman, sino pa ba susunod? Oh, sila Sister Emma, yes, and of course Sister Cherry. And so, alam niyo ba na in all of this, pinagpaprayan eh, that even with those trips, as we specifically ask na, you know, it be a blessed time for them. And of course, na maging pagpapala sila, that they be a blessing. And of course, they've already contacted Pastor Romel talking about Pastor Romel. Who is Pastor Romel? He is the pastor dun sa church, sa Christian church in Montalban, Rizal. So most of you already know that we are connecting with their ministry. We're going to show you the video next. Okay na? Oh, praise the Lord! Okay. Excited na ako. Okay, papakita po namin sa inyo because we would want you to get encouraged by yung giving po. Yung giving. And so, sige po, I'll continue it after the video. Sige. Let it roll. Praise the Lord. Praise. Take it away. Praise the Lord. Sige po, tignan natin ang what the Lord is doing. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. They're showing to us mga pinadala po natin through the door-to-door boxes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Monet, sila po isa sa mga recipient po natin sa SIPAG program. At salamat po sa biyaya na inyong pinagkaloob sa amin at kasama po ang inyong mga church members. Pakitaas po natin yung ating mga regalo. Yan. Okay. Sabihin po natin, salamat po Pastor Monet at sa mga members. Maligayang Pasko. Merry Christmas. And Happy New Year. God bless us. Okay, salamat po. Okay na po.
Sa pong mapagpalang umaga sa inyong lahat, sila po yung mga SIPAG graduates natin at sila po isa sa mga beneficiary nating tumanggap ng groceries natin, konting mga pasalubong, yung galing sa balikbayan boxes. At natutuwa po sila dahil pinalita ko sa kanila. I'm telling them that you are going to visit their place at landfill. Na pupunta kayo this coming summer at landfill, and they are so excited to see the team coming from your place. Pwede pang bumate ang isa sa mga leader. Ati Tata, bati ka. Pastor Monet.
Okay lang.
Sila po ay mga beaver scavengers. They are working as scavengers at landfill. Yan po ang kanilang trabaho. Lahat pa kayo ay scavengers. Lahat scavengers po. At ang baba, okay. They are scavengers and they are so excited that you're coming. Your team is coming this coming summer. Hopefully, Pastor Monet, we are so blessed that we are the part of God's gift and you are the channel of blessing for us. So once again, and a blessed new year.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Narinig niyo po yung sinabi that most of those people that we pinakita po sa video, they are scavengers. So what they do is they go to the landfill, yung tambakan ho ng basura. That's where they get their means of livelihood. Kaya makita nyo, ang dumi-dumi nila, no? But what I would like us to realize is how you and I are so blessed dito po sa America. And I think this was an open door of opportunity that God has given us as a church. That, Lord, na it's a blessing for us. Alam nyo, na-excite po ako kasi that when the Lord gave this opportunity and when Pastor Romel reported what yung kanilang ministry, hindi lang po yung sa mahirap, but even now they have a program for those young people who are involved in drug addiction. And so, alam niyo ba na, here's the thing, God would want us to understand that even in the smallest way na ating tayo makakapag-bless, $5 worth, $5, makabili ng pagtipon-tipunin po natin, nakabili ng maraming pagkain. Now, it became a door of opportunity na for people to know that somebody cares for us. It's more effective for us to share about the love of God when we meet their felt needs, no? Can I just give you an example? Hindi lamang po yan. Tayo as a church, do you know that we have someone, when you and I would recall what the Lord is doing through this, just size of this church, even small things, you know, it has been our tradition na namimigay po tayo ng butter cookies. Oh, we all love our butter cookies. And meron po tayong isang brother that mentioned, oh, I have a neighbor. Then he was just telling the story, that was Brother Paul. And he has a neighbor, and his neighbor was Brother Bob. So when he was telling me about his neighbor, and I said, oh, give him this yung tin can ng butter cookies. And that was the start. And so when he went home, he brought the butter cookies to Brother Bob. And do you know that the following Sunday he came? He's a man who's alone at his age. But the Lord gave him an opportunity habang ang kanyang mind ay nakakaintindi pa. That he was given the opportunity to make that conscious decision to receive Christ in his life. And he was baptized. Now, just with one tin can of butter cookies, it became an opportunity. I did that too. I grabbed one and I gave it to my office mate who has a mother who was diagnosed with breast cancer. And you know, the following week when I saw my coworker again, she told me a powerful story. She said, Monette, do you know that my mom was so excited that someone remembered her for Christmas? And then she opened it dun sa kanilang small kitchen. And everyone in the family gathered together, munching the butter cookies and thanking God. What it might be a simple story to some, but for us it has meaning and it has impact. How a small gesture like that can make an impact in the life of someone. Someone who was diagnosed with breast cancer to know that someone has remembered me and is praying for me. Amen. And so we are thankful for that opportunity na meron tayong binigyan ni Lord ng opportunity that you and I can be a blessing. We're going to continue to fill the balikbayan boxes. Yesterday when I was at Seafood City, oh, sale yung mongo beans. My goodness, it's just a dollar. But for some people who don't have money to buy any food, dun lang ho pupulutin sa basura, that means a lot. And so, alam nyo, dun sa pag nagpa-pray and fast tayo, yung perang sa halip na ibibili natin ng lunch natin here to serve you guys, binigayin ho natin sa kanila and they namili ho sila ng kabang-kaba ng bigas kaya nakita niyo yung supot-supot. And so, your giving goes a long way. Please know that. Hindi sayang. It's God is honored and the glory all belongs to God. Before I call on the ushers, you know, let's thank the Lord for this opportunity that you and I can be a blessing. How many of us know na talagang dito may abundance tayo? Pagkain natin, minsan sobra-sobra pa, tinatapon, ano? But here, you know, God has blessed us so that you and I can be a blessing to others. Let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that you are our example in the area of giving. You gave us your best And that is your only son, Jesus. In fact, your word declares na hindi mo siya ipinagkait sa amin. You did not withhold him back from us. That in Christ, we may have our all in all, our sufficient, he is our all in all sufficient God, all sufficient grace para sa aming lahat. Lord, you have blessed us and you have part ng plan mo na mapunta kami dito sa Amerika, and we are thankful for that blessed opportunity that we could not just enjoy the blessings and comforts that this nation can give. But Lord, we realize that God, meron din kaming, it's a blessed privilege, oh God, that as you bless us, na maging channels of blessings kami to those who are in need. And so Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that we can connect with this ministry nila Pastor Romel there in Montalban. And Father God, even as we give this as unto you. It's our part of our worship, Lord God, because you deserve our worship and you deserve our best. And so, Father God, we honor you in our giving and help us to continue to serve you, God, by serving others. In Jesus' name we pray as we call on the ushers. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of you consider it's a blessing for us to hear the Word of God? Amen. I know that when the Word of God was ministered last Sunday, as Pastor Yid and Pastor Lou were here, we thank the Lord for their partnership. Kasi alam niyo ho, ang gawain, it's hindi lang gawain ng one or two. It's a body ministry. Know that you are a part of the body of Christ. Meron po kayong role in the kingdom of the Lord. Amen. And so if you're ready po, and if you have your Bibles with you, if you could please rise up if you're able. And let's turn to the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 1. We're going to read verses 1 to 8, and then pupunta po tayo sa 2 Corinthians. Revelation 1. Thank you, Lord. Revelation chapter 1, we're going to start with verse 1. Revelation 1. Thank you, Lord. Let's honor the Lord Jesus. He's the Word of God. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show whom? His servants. What must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw. That is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is he who is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. To the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, hallelujah, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests, to do what? To serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever, amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and he is to come, the Almighty. Amen. Now let's turn to Revelation 21. Revelation 21, from verses 1 to 5. Now we'll do it up to verse 6. Are you there with me, Revelation 21, po? Okay. Then I saw what kind of heaven and earth? A new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Verse 5, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything what? New. Hallelujah. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. Lord, we thank you, God, for your words that are life to all of us. And we recognize, Holy Spirit, that this is your work in all of our hearts, to receive that revelation and understanding that will change us forever and that would prepare us for what lies ahead for us as a future of believers and followers of Christ. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us to remain focused all throughout the study, that we may remember what you are showing to us through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sige po, please be seated. Amen. You know, at the beginning of every brand new year, how many of you it has been like something that you do, that it became common to come up with your New Year's resolution? How many of you are still doing that? Wala na. And that proves why sa susunod na statement po, no? Kasi for some that still do, they set up goals, no? With the intention of trying to kind of better themselves. Example, they would probably want to be in better shape physically. And so some would, I would want to lose weight para, for my health to be better. What else? I'll try to break certain habits na hindi nag-glorify si Lord sa life ko. And so so some people, they do that. But for some of you na sinabi niyong di na, and someone made a comment earlier na, you know, they stopped doing it because sa simula lang. They just start with it, with the intention of their goal, pero they get frustrated because hindi ho na-achieve ang goal, or maaring na-achieve pero hindi nag-last. Halimbawa, nag-lose ng weight, pero at the middle of the year, boom. It's like, what happened? And so some, they get frustrated with certain habits that needs to be changed or be broken for us to be a better person, a better husband, a better wife, a better son or daughter if you're a young person. Even if you're in your old age, how can be a better follower of Christ? In whatever age we find ourselves in, I think natural po yung nature natin na we want to be a better person. Amen. And so for those who feel like, parang minsan you have set goals and then nando kayo sa middle ng, kumbaga sa ladder, tapos bagsak ulit, there's hope. The good news is, yung desire for us to change ourselves is meron pong power made available for us. We cannot do it on our own to be a better follower of Christ, but there's help and there's power made available, and that is through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, how many of you have, you came across with that powerful truth from the Word of God that says that anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. Wow, that's powerful. Pero kanino lang? Sino? Anyone in Christ. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. You know, you would, tayo po, it's a blessing for us to be part of the body of Christ kasi we come to know people. We come to be in contact with, dahil lang church is a what? Church is the called out ones. C-A-L-L-E-D. Hindi ho C-O-L-D, no? Mga tinawag. You and I have been called out from darkness into His marvelous light. So meaning to say, I would always use Brother Ruel as an example regarding anyone who's in Christ. Nung narinig niyo po ang testimony ng ating Elder Ruel, when you heard na, oh, dati, ano siya? Anong ginagawa mo, Brother Ruel, noon? Drug addict. Kaya nung, when a lot of people heard that, what, Brother Ruel? Drug addict ka before? Look at this. Hindi nyo na makita. Wala nang trace nung old self niya. Kasi, binago siya ni Lord. The old has passed away and the new has come. When you would hear yung details ng kanyang... how young were you, Brother Ruel, when you came to know Jesus? What's the 20s mo, no? No, hindi niya matandaan kasi many, many moons ago. it's a long time ago. The reason why we would use testimonies like that is because we see the power of change that the Spirit of God can do. Kaya pag meron ho tayong pinagpo-pray, then we remember that, Lord, we cannot change. If you're praying for a husband, a loved one, I would hear that all the time. It's like, they scratch their head. Taga-taga ko na pinagpo-pray. Wala mangyayari. Because we're doing it on our own strength. When you and I are reminded of the power of what the Word of God says, that it takes the power of His Holy Spirit to bring about a change. Amen. So there is power given to a follower of Christ that will transform us, a change that will last for eternity. Turn ho tayo sa 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Second Corinthians chapter 3. Brother Ruel. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Chapter 3, 2 Corinthians, katabi ho, 1 Corinthians. At least I'm giving you a clue, no? Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, okay. Let's start with verse 1. Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter written on our hearts, known and read by everybody. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Such confidence as this is ours through Christ before God, not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from whom? From God. He has made us competent as ministers of a, what kind of covenant? A new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, capital S, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Let's continue. Now, if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, that's the law, okay, came with glory so that the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of its glory. Kasi ho, when Moses spent some time on Mount Sinai, binigay ho yung Ten Commandments sa tablets of stone, right? And may glory na ho nun. Pero that was the law. But what the Word of God is teaching us is greater ang new covenant kasi when you and I have Christ, now we have the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of God that gives life to the Word. Amen. Let's continue. So on at the face of Moses, because of its glory, fading though it was, will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? The Lord wants us to be conscious and to be made aware of the person of the third person of the Trinity, and that is the work of the Holy Spirit in your life and mine. Amen. So this is good news to us. If the ministry that condemns men is glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory. And if what was fading away came with glory, how much greater is the glory of that which lasts? Therefore, since we have such a what? A hope. We are very bold. We are not like Moses, who put a veil over his face to keep the Israelites from gazing at it while the radiance was fading away. In fact, Moses had to put on a veil kasi pagbaba niya ho from Mount Sinai, his face was shining kasi babad ho sa presence ng Panginoon. You would notice that when you spend time in the presence of God, meron kayong glow. There's this radiance because now, because we have Christ, yung light niya nagsashine, nag-glow. Kaya mga women, nako, wala hong katumbas yung mga makeup diyan para glow, magbabad sa presensya ng Panginoon, and then you would see how, wow, ang ganda mo. There's something about, yes, it the presence of God even changes our countenance. You've heard my testimony the first time I came to a retreat, and we were there for a couple of days, and that was my first time. Remember, ang mami ko, my mom was the first to notice that. Because my mom would always say, before I came to know Christ and before I had that retreat na, I was marinated talaga sa presence ng Panginoon. The Word of God was taught. We prayed talagang from, ako, madaling araw pa ho. Hindi pa nga minsan nagtutoothbrush. Kakatok na yung, ano na tayo? Let's have our quiet time. Quiet time. And so, all throughout that, and that, do you know that had an impact? Na ang mami ko, when I came home, sabi niya, anak, you're glowing. Wow. Dahil sabi niya, because she would always say that before I came to know Christ, sabi niya, ang term niya pa is, ang dilim daw ng mukha ko kasi negative, depressed. Do you know that even shows sa ating may aura, may appearance na, wow, the presence of God nag-radiate. Amen. So hindi lamang pang physical, but even in the inside, and that's the beauty of it. Let's continue. Amen. Look at verse 14. But their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed, because only in Christ is it taken away. Hallelujah. Kaya pag may Christ, may hope. Pag may Christ, may good news about the changes that needs to happen in our lives. Hallelujah. Even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts. Here we go, sa heart. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord, capital L, is the Spirit, capital S, because the Holy Spirit, He's God and He's Lord. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty or freedom. Very important. And we, look at verse 18, and we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So here, from these verses alone, makita ho natin na when you and I receive Christ, now the Spirit of God is dwelling in us. It's the Spirit of God who does the transformation. We've mentioned this in our previous Bible studies, and we'll mention it again for the purpose of this study today, that the Spirit of God is our helper. He is the one that transforms us. Yung word na transform, yung Greek, kasi ho ang New Testament was written in Greek. Yung word na transformation is where we get yung word na metamorphosis. And that's where, bakit ginamit ng Holy Spirit yung para, you know, the Spirit of God would give us illustrations in the natural for us to understand what He's saying sa spiritual. So metamorphosis, yung change that happens from a cocoon to a beautiful butterfly. Pag nakita nyo yung cocoon, anong tingin nyo sa higad? Okay, nagsabi niya na. Ganun tayo before Christ, we're ugly. And yet, yung kuko na yun, pag nag-undergo ng metamorphosis, transformed into a beautiful butterfly. A cocoon, ganyan lang, nagkukrawl. Kumakapit lang sa sanga. Pero, merong time na, di ba, nasa cocoon yan, ano? Tapos, it undergoes that change inside the cocoon, pero pag time na, pag bumukas yung cocoon na yun, it becomes what? A butterfly. It flies. Oh my gosh. From what? So, something that was just like crawling and inching their way now can even fly now. That is a kind of change that the Spirit of God can do in your life and mine. Once probably we're struggling, parang yung higad na yun na ganyan lang tayo. Hindi, bago pa makarating dun sa dahon, my gosh, ang tagal. But now when the change, when we allow the Holy Spirit, when you and I allow the Spirit of God to change our hearts, nagiging parang butterfly na tayo na we can soar high and above. Hindi ho dapat natin, you and I should not focus on our failures. Our future is not based on our past mistakes. We all make mistakes in the process na ating, in our spiritual growth. How many of us, kung meron lang malaking eraser, I would like, or delete button, na gusto natin i-delete yung mga past mistakes natin. I think we all do. But one thing when you and I have Christ is the Lord will not waste away even our past mistakes. One thing that He would want us is to learn from our past mistakes and grow up spiritually from that and learn lessons of faith. Maaring, let's say, I've mentioned my own share. There was a time wherein hindi ako nagseek kay Lord sa paghanap ng bahay where we should live. I didn't even consult the Lord. Nasayang ho yung aming deposit. It was a waste. And so from that lesson, I learned na, Lord, I have to seek you first. Do you know that God is a will in every aspect of our lives? Yes. Kaya sabi sa Bible, seek the Lord always. Seek His strength forevermore. And so I learned a lesson from that. And then I prayed and fasted. Can I say about fasting? Huwag ho tayong matatakot sa fasting. Hindi ho tayong mamamatay. Minsan ang kaaway would even like discourage us. Oh, naku, fasting. Do you know that I just fasted for one meal? Can I say this? Just one meal. I set my heart to seek God kung saan po kami lilipat. And do you know, He spoke to me in Psalm 84. In Psalm 84. Who would ever think, malay ko ba ko nung nasa Psalm 84, pero the Spirit of God led me to that verse where it says, even the sparrow has found a home where to lay her young near the altar. And yung near the altar na yung boom, the Spirit of God gave me that revelation, ang bahay na hanapin namin ay near the altar. Altar is a place of worship, and ang place of worship is in Carson. Did I know what lies ahead na kung bakit kami dinala dito ni Lord? No. And look at this, there meron palang gawain for us here in the city of Carson. And so know that He is the God who knows our needs. He's our all-sufficient God. Kaya, wag ho nating, let us not miss what God has in store for us by just doing things our own way. Let's seek God forever. Amen? Now, with the kind of change na gagawin ni Lord sa atin, believe that the Spirit of God, do you know that He's so real? The Spirit of God is in us. He is living in us. Ang beautiful name niya pa is He's our helper. Beautiful name, capital H. He gives us power when you and I cannot do what we cannot do for ourselves. When you're asked, what are the things that you are struggling with in your walk with God? We would always use as an example, halimbawa, it's a struggle to forgive someone who has offended us. You know, one of the things na I've been in contact with so many people all throughout these years in the ministry, and that's why we would always emphasize the power of forgiveness. Meaning to say na alam niyo ba na tayo ang loser when we do not forgive others. So when there would be moments like that it's hard for us to forgive, ask the help of the Holy Spirit. Tingin ho natin ang tulong niya. Because we cannot do it on our own. Most of the times, the enemy would always magnify yung what has been done and said to us. Kaya, pag yun ang nasa mind natin, ano nangyayari? Nagngingit-ngit! Ano nga ba nagngingit-ngit sa English? It's like, no, yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, sa Tagalog, kumukulo, they even, kumukulo ang dugo ko pag naaalala ko siya. Uy. Boiling. Do you know na sabi ni Lord na get rid of bitterness, anger, wrath, yung mga temper na ano, pag yung one, let's say one thing na kailangan na mabago, how to control anger. Do you know that anger is part of our emotions? Can I say this? It's okay for us to let the other person know na, let's say, did something, and we would let that person know na hindi acceptable yon. Di ba minsan at the height ng anger, pag hindi na controlled, we say things na later on, oh, ba't ko ba nasabi yun? Why did I say that? Hindi na natin mabawi kasi na nasabi na. In it's an area in our lives na kailangan natin ng help ng Holy Spirit. Another ano to Bible study po yan, yung we've talked about boundaries at one time. Hindi naman kailangan na hindi natin i-express. There's a proper way of expressing what's going on inside us. Na kasi iba naman, kasi sabi, be patient. Ako, nagtitipi. Hanggang sa, boom, parang pressure cooker na sumabog. Kasi nagtitiis ako. Sabi naman, hindi, patient, pero yung inside, hindi na taken care of. Hindi na address yung anger inside. I've shared with you that story. We have someone, part of our Bible study, dun sa previous years, yung grabbing, ano kaya yung, we use that as an illustration ng pressure cooker. Di ba ang pressure cooker, yung init sa loob, nalimutan niya hong i-release yung steam. Binuksan niya. Boom! She was burned and nakita ho, nung dinalaw po namin siya, yung kanilang kitchen ceiling, halos mabutas po. Ganun yung impact nung pressure cooker. But you know, we prayed for that lady po, our sister in Christ. Alam nyo, nung pinag-pray, yung balat niya, naging parang baby skin. Ganda. O baka naman subukan nyo. Wag naman. We use that as an illustration because ang anger po na hindi controlled by the Spirit of God can be very dangerous and destructive. So even parents, at the height of the anger, when you are faced with challenges in raising up your children, minsan pag yung, you are doing so many things as a parent, minsan ang, and then it becomes chaotic minsan sa bahay, minsan out of your frustration, you say words that can have an impact sa tender mind ng bata that can destroy them. Kaya we need the Holy Spirit. We need to be gracious in our words. Words na kailangan that would build up relationships. Miski sa trabaho, ganun din po. You know, it's like, wow, we are met with many challenges that we're in. The Spirit of God becomes our helper as far as in the area of controlling our emotions. Amen. And so even in the body of Christ, ganun din po. Do you know that God would use even relationships in the body of Christ to change us? Amen. Iron sharpens iron. At times, sa body ministry ho, ma-involve kayo sa ministry na ang makaka-team nyo sa ministry ay may rough edges. Kakainis. Ayoko nang mag-serve. Minsan, ganun ano. Pero the Lord uses those things to change us. I remember as a young Christian, I will never forget dahil nakita ko na ang pag-work ng Holy Spirit. When I was serving, you know, ako, talagang I was so excited to serve. And then may nasabi lang po yung leader na hindi ko po nagustuhan. Ina-assign ho ako sa yung transparency. eh, yung church doon sa LA, yung church ay parang ganyan, auditorium, and then merong stage. So, I was visible. Kasi ako yung gumaga, wala pang ganitong computer. So, may projector, merong transparency. Eh, before the service started, meron mong nasabing hindi ho tama. Nainiso ako eh. Bago lang ho akong Christian ha, bago pa lang. So, nakaganyan ako. Talagang I saw to it na makita sa mukha ko na nakasimangot ako. After the service, you know, of course, the pastor approached me and talked to me. And then when I went home, it's not just what the pastor told me, but the work of the Holy Spirit. Na pinakita po ng Holy Spirit na minsan meron tayong mga reaction katulad nung at the onset. Yun agad ang initial reaction. Nagalit tayo, kaya gusto nating paalam to the person. We're mad. And so may changes that would kailangan mangyari, even the way we conduct ourselves, even in the way we talk. Even in the way we talk. Some people would say, eh, I'm like this. You know, and we would justify. Pero when we know that yung ganung reaction or ways natin is not, number one, giving glory to God, and hindi po nakikita si Jesus even in the way we would talk. We would not justify it and say, oh, ganito ako, accept me as I am. No? But when the Spirit of God, see, that's the wonderful thing about the Lord, the Spirit of God, He is gracious. When He convicts, it's always for our purpose para tayo mapabuti. Amen. How would at times the change come? I have encountered this many times, whether it was our previous church, and there was one time I was assigned to preach the word. Right after the preaching of the word, a group of a family approached me, and they said, because I talked about ganun yung relationships and forgiveness, and it was during the holiday season, and yung pala nagpaplano silang not to join the family reunion because there is one family member that will be there na they don't want to see, and so they were and so right after the service, they approached me and they said, the Lord spoke to us with what you shared. And they confessed na, we were planning sana, hindi na kami atin doon sa aming Thanksgiving family reunion, but the Lord spoke to us, and we choose to forgive, and we're going to go. And so, many ways, it could be through the preaching of the word, kaya most of the time, merong iba dyan ma... Di ba sabi, may kasabihin sa Tagalog na, ano yung, bato-bato sa langit, ang tamaan, wag magagalit. Basta nyo, mahusay umilag eh. see, the work of the Spirit of God, he's wonderful. He's a wonderful teacher. And he speaks to our hearts like no one else can do. Dahil alam niya ho ang ating personality, alam niya yung, he knows the ins and outs of what's going on. He knows how we react. He knows about the other people involved, the parties involved. Alam niya ho lahat. And so when we give it to him, at times, all we have to do is tell the Lord, struggle ako, God. Really, the truth is I don't want to attend church because I know that that person will be there. Or sa trabaho, mahirap naman hindi sa trabaho, mahirap hindi ka papasok, ikaw ang loser. Lalo na pag if it's your boss na hindi mo makasundo, oops. You remember Brother Nelson's testimony. And so why? Kasi the Lord is doing a change sa kanya din, di ba? Yung patience, namunga naman yung patience ng ating kapatid, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we yield. When you and I are asked to yield, what do we do? When you're driving, when you see the sign yield, you kind of slow down and binibigyan nyo ng, you give way, di ba? Baka naman step on the gas kayo. Yield kayo pero step on the gas. No. When we yield to the Spirit of God, slow down. Minsan parang you're set na sa, ito gagawin ko. Lalo sa relationships, even to with the people closest to us, whether it be marriages or sa bahay, family, Lahat yan. God knows the struggles, and please know that it is the Lord who would do the change. Amen? Yes. Praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so there's a powerful verse. Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel. No. Before we go to Ezekiel, I want us to, one of the titles that given to our Lord Jesus is He's the Alpha and Omega. Nabasa po natin sa Revelation, ano? Anong ibig sabihin? What does that name of our Lord Jesus mean? Alam ho niyo ba na yung Alpha and Omega, these are the first and last letters in the Greek alphabet. Kaya, kasi ang New Testament was written in Greek. Now, what does that mean when Jesus is given that title? So Jesus, as the Alpha and the Omega, means to say He was already present even before the world was created. He's the beginning. So John, diba, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so He is already present at the beginning of creation and will also be present at the end of the age. Eh, yung Revelation ho, how many of you read that? Yung assignment po natin. Continue ho, to read, ano? Alam ko maraming chapters yun, but continue to read the book of Revelation. And so, He will be present at the end of the age. This world will end. Everything in this world will vanish, will be burned away. And He will be present even at that time. And it would be powerful kasi basa ho natin sa Revelation 1, every eye will see Him. Will see Him. Praise God. And it will be a full display and a full revelation of the person of our Lord Jesus, because now He is coming. The first time He came as the Lamb of God. But in His second coming, He will come as the Judge. He is coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so when you and I begin to have an understanding of the name of our Lord Jesus, so when we pray to Jesus saying, Lord Jesus, I thank You that You are the Alpha and Omega. So you and I are praying to the one, sabi sa Bible, who is, the one who was, and the one who is to come. So Jesus is our ever-present help in every season of our lives. What else? As our Alpha and Omega, He is our God, the God of our future. If you were to be asked po, anong mga concerns niyo for your future? What are the concerns that might give you parang fear or anxiety over what lies ahead? We have to remember that Jesus, as the Alpha and Omega, He is in control of everything. Amen? What else? As we pray to Jesus as the Alpha and Omega, we begin to know through the help of the Holy Spirit that He is our all-sufficient God who will not fail to complete the good work He has begun in us. Tignan po natin sa Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. What does it say? Philippians 1, verse 6. We have to remember this. Kailangan pong tandaan po natin what the Word of God says. Amen. Being confident of this. Are you there with me? Okay. Kailangan daw may confidence tayo to what the Word of God is telling us. What should we be confident of? Philippians 1, verse 6. So the Lord wants us to be confident of this truth. Okay? Follow along. That He who began a good work in you will carry it on to what? Completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So kung ano man po yung sinimulan niya, did the Lord do a good work? Meron po siyang sinimulang work in your life? He will finish it. He will finish it. Amen? And so when God starts a project, He sees to it that it will be finished. Kasi, di ba sabi ni Jesus, it is done. Tandaan niyo po yung sa Revelation, tapos na po. And so, God will help us to grow in grace. The Lord will help us. Ano yung mga challenges po natin in our walk with God? Some of you probably have been, God is wooing you to serve. Minsan may tug of war. Will I do it? Maraming bagay na the enemy might be putting in your minds. But you know what? God will give you the grace. God will give you the grace. Let us not allow yung ating present condition to rob us of the joy that is set before us. sa paglilingkod po sa Panginoon. Do you know that there's joy in serving God? The world will look for ways para sumaya. And I'm not saying na yung at times what the world will offer can give us pleasures. Totoo po yun. But what would give us lasting joy is only the Lord. The joy that would last. Amen. And so, pag yung ang feeling nyo po ay incomplete kayo, distressed, sa shortcomings, we have to remember that yung promise ng Panginoon na He will finish it. He will provide for the means. He will provide for the strength, the ability. May skills and talents po kayong lahat. Can I say that? That's the truth. You have skills and talents that God has blessed you with. And that is to be used for the expansion of the kingdom of God. Yung iba may gift of generosity. You know, we're so blessed to have people like, you know, this sister that I have been speaking to madalas po, sabi niya, every time I go to work, I ask God for strength dahil, you know, when God blesses me, pagsweldo, I have this joy that I can give towards the kingdom of God. Na binigyan ako ni Lord ng lakas and the ability to work kasi I want to bless the church of God. That when you and I are blessed, you know, of course, the Lord would want you to enjoy yung blessings, but above all, He would want na ma-share natin yan sa iba. When you and I saw that video and nakita natin po yung kasiyahan ng mga tao, di ba may joy tayo? Some of us, ano bang, what did it mean to us? What? A few dollars? $20? Oh, in whatever way that God would speak to our hearts, mag-obey po tayo. Amen? And alam nyo, the Lord would give us that joy that comes from Him. Amen! Praise the Lord. Praise God. And so, He who began a good work in us will be faithful to complete this work. Amen. There's so much to share about the topic, but let me just say this. When Jesus becomes our Alpha and Omega, alam nyo, tinuturo ho niya sa atin na what we read earlier sa Corinthians, na, do you know that yung word na alphabet comes also from those Greek words? Alpha, beta. Alpha is the first, beta is the second letter sa Greek. What do we do with the alphabet? We form words. Kaya tayo may nababasa mga libro because those words form a story na binabasa natin. There's so many stories that you and I would read. Sa binasa po natin, do you know that your life becomes a powerful story because of the redemptive work of Jesus? When we hear a testimony like Brother Rowell, now once a drug addict but now serving God, and now is one of the elders of a church, isn't that a powerful story? Do you know that the Lord is, siya ho ang nagbubuo ng story in your life? You might find yourself in the middle of the journey na hindi nyo pa nakikita ang end of it. Know that God is going to finish it. God is going to complete it. In all of our struggles, ano po ang sabi? Let's look at this Ezekiel para ho makita po natin, and we will end with this and we will continue this study as we go along. Ezekiel. So Ezekiel po. Let's go to Ezekiel 36. Glory to God. Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 36. Let's look at, simulan po natin sa verse 25 as we end this study and we will continue this. Ezekiel 36. And these were the words of the Lord to the nation of Israel. But alam ho natin na yung prophetic nature ng word of God can also apply. The principles found kahit na nandito sa Old Testament can apply to us. Amen. Let's hear the words of the Lord. Look at verse 25. Are you there with me? Ezekiel 36. I will, and these are the words of the Lord, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. The word of God says that the word, God's word is like water that would cleanse us. So the more you and I read the word of God through the work of the Holy Spirit, it cleanses us. Cleanses us. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. Ang idol ho, hindi lamang yung mga imahe at statwa. Anyone that takes the place of our Lord Jesus in our lives becomes an idol. Any person or anything that takes the place of God becomes an idol in your life and mine. Verse 26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put, look at verse 27, and I will put my spirit, capital S, in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Amen. So there's help for us with the kind of change na gusto po nating mangyari, not just in our lives, but in what we are longing for, yung change that needs to happen, whether sa family, the church, more so sa church, because Jesus is the shepherd of this church. He's the Lord of this church. Do you know that he knows the condition of the church? He knows the condition of the church. In our future Bible studies, do you know that the Lord is pointing to us that there's a famine in the land? There's a famine in the land that's found in the book of Amos, and we're going to expound that next time, meaning to say there's a famine in the Word of God. We should not be selective of what we, you and I, should hear. Ibig sabihin po, kung ang kailangan marinig natin is something that would change us and show us our true condition, because the Holy Spirit becomes like a skillful surgeon. Na, di ba, ang mahusay na doctor po, pag, let's say, there's something wrong with your body, won't just put a band-aid on something. Now, there's something festering inside that's eating up and may cancer in the cells sa kailangan matanggal. He won't just put band-aid. The surgeon would tell you, there's cancer in that part of your organ, in that part of your body, and we need to take it out. And that is the purpose of the Word of God in our times, wherein wag ho daw tayong basta lang we would long to hear. Don't teach me about that. I don't want to hear that. I want only to hear smooth talk. Things that would be, even ho sa diet, di ba? Pag ho kayo kumain ng laging matamis. Just with our physical diet, we know that too much sweet is not good. At times, we might need to hear certain rebuke or kailangan po tayong makorrect. You know, that's part of the Word of God. The entire scripture talks about rebuke, correction. The Word of God comforts. The Word of God encourages. The Word of God gives us hope. But when there's need for us, na kailangan may mabago, let's accept with humility ang Word of God, because it's able to save our souls. Amen. Let's thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for His Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the one who is at the start. You already existed, Lord Jesus. You are the great I Am. You're the beginning and the end. For most of us, Lord God, we find ourselves in the middle of our journey. We thank you. It's a powerful reminder for all of us that, Lord, alam mo na ang katapusan, Panginoon. That's why you're urging us to read the book of Revelation, to know that you are already in control of what lies ahead. Many among us, Lord God, you know the condition of our hearts, Lord. And we are thankful that, Lord, you are here to remind us na ikaw ang, you are the God that started a good work in all of our lives, oh God. And that, Lord, because of your faithfulness, you will see us through and you will complete the good work you have begun in the lives of each one of us and even for us as a church. We honor you today, Lord Jesus, as our Alpha and Omega. We thank you, Lord, oh God, na you've given us, Lord, oh God, that power through your Holy Spirit to do that change in all of us. Lord, marami sa amin, Panginoon, we come to you just as we are. Alam mo ang aming mga kahinaan, ang aming struggles, oh God. Lord, tinuturoan mo kaming lahat, Lord, na laging lumapit sa iyo, Lord God, with all humility, oh God, and allow your Holy Spirit. We want to yield to you, Holy Spirit of God, that you may do that powerful work, that deep work, oh God, like a skillful surgeon. We open up our hearts to you, Lord God, to your word, Lord, that you are the God who is able, Lord God, to take away things, yung impurities. Let your word come like water that would cleanse us from all of our sins, oh God, and only through the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. Kung meron man nag-struggle in the area of forgiveness, grant grace to us to forgive those who've offended us, oh God. We ask grace, Lord God, para sumunod sa iyo when you have been talking to us in serving you, Lord God. That, Lord, we are reminded that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That, Lord, the day is coming that there will, Lord, ipapakita mo ang difference for those who serve you and those who are not serving you as found in the book of Malachi. May, Lord, may reward ka, Panginoon, in store for those who will be found faithful till the end. We thank you, Lord, O God, for reminding us in the book of Revelation that you are preparing something new for all of us, O God. We might just get a glimpse of it, O God, pero Lord, sinabi mo to write down these words, for your words are true and trustworthy, O God, that we will be with you forever, Lord God, where there will be peace, and the place where the new city of Jerusalem is a home of righteousness for us as followers of Christ. Holy Spirit of God, we honor you, that you are the one who would do the change in all of us. Kaya Panginoon, maraming salamat as we come before the Lord today and ask Him, as we say this to the Lord, Holy Spirit, come. Say that, Holy Spirit, come. I open up my heart to you. You know my condition. You know my struggles. But I thank you that you are Lord. You are the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of grace. Help me to be a true follower of Jesus. Cause my heart to be passionate for Christ, to do His will, that I may serve Him all the days of my life for your name's sake and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father God, that Lord, even as I pray that Lord, you would stretch forth your mighty hand upon this congregation, O God. To know that, Lord, you are with us. Yung nang promise mo sa amin, you will be with us till the end of the age. We thank you that, Lord, O God, that you are with us. You're going to help us through your Holy Spirit to be what you have called us to be, and that is to be the salt and light of this earth. We need the anointing of your Spirit, O God, to be powerful ministers of the new covenant, powerful messengers of the gospel of our Lord Jesus from our young people, O God, even to our oldest, to our seniors, O God. Now, Panginoon, wala namang age factor sa pagsisilbi sa'yo. And so we are thankful for this blessed opportunity that we are part of the unshakable kingdom of God. In these times that we are living in, O God, there's so many who needs to hear the message of the gospel of our Lord. So, Father God, ibigay mo sa amin ang pagmamahal, the power of God and the love of God to fill our hearts, that would motivate us to win many more people for Jesus. And so, Father God, we thank you, Lord, O God, for the power of your Spirit upon us. I pray for your hedge of protection upon all of us, O God, that, Lord, in Jesus' name, may we always remember that, Lord, you are faithful and true to your promises. For anyone who is struggling, O God, as we wait for your continuous work in our lives and the lives of people we are praying for, pagkaingatan mo, Panginoon, ng aming minds from the doubts and lies of the enemy, O God, that he's throwing. But instead, O God, you're causing us, O God, to remember that we are victorious in Christ because Jesus did it all at the cross. And all we have to do is to enforce, Lord God, that victory that He has accomplished, O God, in our praying, in our sharing, in our committing ourselves to our Lord Jesus till the end. So bless your people today. We thank you for this time that we can honor you, O God. And as we continually bless the Lord, O God, we give you the highest praise, Lord Jesus, for you are the God of our future, Lord. Thank you for encouraging us in our walk with you, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's all rise up and let's just worship the Lord together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is faithful. Our God, He is a true God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
What a powerful message, Pastor Manette.
Praise the Lord.
These early days of 2018.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen.
We are all a work in progress.
That's
remember,
right.
He'll change us from glory to glory.
That's right. Amen.
And He is faithful to complete what He started. That's